Hello, brothers and sisters. Hope you guys are having a good week. I came across this devotional and I just want to share it with you guys. The reading is based off Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. It's called Broken But Beautiful. It was written by Cindy Kaiser. And the scripture verse for this is Jeremiah 18:4. And the vessel that he made of clay was mere in the hand of the potter. So he made it again. Another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Recently my daughter showed me her collection of sea glass, also known as beach glass. The very bits of colored glass are sometimes pieces of pottery, but often they are pieces of shattered glass bottles. Originally the glass had a purpose, but then it was casually thrown away and became broken. If the discarded glass ends up in an ocean, its journey is just beginning. It is relentlessly tossed about by currents and tides. Its jagged edges are ground down by the sand and the waves, and eventually are smoothed away and rounded off. The result is something beautiful. Jewel-like sea glass has found a new life and is a treasure by the collectors and artists. In a similar way, a broken life can be renewed when it is touched by God's love and grace. In the Old Testament, we read that when the prophet Jeremiah watched a potter working, he noticed that if an object was mirrored and the potter simply reshaped it. You can see that in Jeremiah 18:1-6. And God explains that in his hands, the people of ancient Israel was like clay, which he made to shape as he saw best. We are never too badly broken for God to reshape. He loves us in spite of our imperfections and past mistakes. He desires to make us beautiful. There's a quote here by Pollock. It says, "Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield and still." We melt by trials, but we can be fully molded by the potter. Hope this devotion brings you encouragement throughout the week. Within my life, I was torn to pieces. I want to tell you, the hands of Jesus are so beautiful on your life. He'll take all those broken pieces and he will make a masterpiece within that brokenness. Love you guys. Hope you guys have a good week. Bye.